Well, it's been just over 24 hours, actually 25 hours, since I've put my Bolivian cascara sun-dried skins of the coffee cherry into a bottle, infusing it with high-quality water, filtered water, and put it in the fridge to let it brew for, well, it was supposed to be 24 hours. I've overshot that just a little bit. And I'm rescuing it out of the fridge, and I'm going to decanter it using a V60 ceramic filter with paper that I've actually already pre-rinsed with hot water, putting it over an empty jug. And I'm going to just decanter from my lovely glass bottle, which takes 800 milliliters, through the V60 vessel. And here it goes, trickling through, catching all the dry skins of the cascara and filtering through my jug. And it's nice and cold. And today actually is really a lovely summer's day. Well, we're still in spring technically, but it is a beautiful day. What better day to try this cascara cold brew? And I'm super, super excited. The color has changed, of course. It's a beautiful, translucent kind of... it almost looks like beer, actually, the color. Although I probably would offend beer drinkers, ale drinkers, I don't know what. It's got a beautiful kind of orange, pinky, red color. And almost all the water has gone through into my vessel below. And all the cherries are coming out. Quite interestingly enough, actually, also, what I described as a lava lamp yesterday, with some of the cherry skins, the cascara, rising to the top, the rest being down at the bottom, and this kind of funny exchange happening of some coming down and some rising to the top. Well, that continued. And strangely enough, some of the cascara was stuck at the top, and some of it was at the bottom. So I thought they might all drop to the bottom when they're saturated with water, as the brew, the extraction is happening, but that didn't happen. Some stayed at the top and some remained at the bottom. Well, maybe there was an exchange and they kind of changed positions, but it made me think of my orange lava lamp that I have when it heats up and that fluid that's inside just kind of gets softer and softer and suddenly starts kind of rising to the top and bubbles forming and it kind of going on a continuous rise and fall and makes beautiful different kind of shapes. Well, that happened just a little bit with the cascara brew. And now, proof's in the pudding, from my jug, I'm going to fill my double-walled glass, which I always use for filter coffee, and I love... what a beautiful color. It actually looks orange. Orange with a hint of pink almost. Don't know whether I should move to the garden actually. I think I will. I'll move to the garden and sit in the sun and sip on a glass of cascara cold brew. First time ever here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Wow, what a beautiful day. Already been for my swim in the morning, have had breakfast, have had regular coffee, a filter coffee Peruvian that I even roasted myself. So, here we go. Should I put my lips to this translucent, orange, beautiful drink? Wow, it just looks amazing. And you know, it's all the senses again that get engaged. This whole ritual of what I've done for the first time just puts a smile on my face. Okay, let's go in live for the first sip of cold brew cascara. Ooh, that is so refreshing. Not only because it's cold, and it's not so cold, it's just refreshingly. I mean, I should have taken my thermometer to actually just know exactly how cold this is. It's not terribly cold. It is just lovely. But putting it into a warm mouth, it definitely kind of cools the tongue and the palate, and it's extremely refreshing. Mmm, it's very gentle. It's very fragrant. Fragrancy would be kind of florally, I'd say. When I did it as a hot brew, there was maybe a bit more citrusy notes coming through. This is not so much citrusy. It's maybe toned down. It's beautifully balanced. It's got a lovely mouthfeel. It's full-bodied, I would say. And of course, we have to look at this as something completely different. It's not a coffee, it's not a tea, it's a cascara. I mean, apparently there's a lot of caffeine in it. I don't know whether I should drink all of it. Well, there's about 200 milliliters in that double-walled glass. I did fill it to the top and already halfway through. That's how beautiful and lovely it is. It's very fruity, actually. And of course, that's to be expected in a way because, well, the coffee cherry is a cherry. It's a fruit. It's got flesh. It's got skin. It's got a seed, which is, of course, the coffee bean is actually a seed because out of a coffee bean grows another coffee tree. Pretty amazing stuff. Coffee, my God. So this cascara, Bolivian, I'm going to go back in to tell you the exact name again. It is Finca David Vilco or something like that, if I remember rightly. Let's just go back in. Oh, it's nice and cool in the kitchen as well. It's quite hot outside. Now, what is this Bolivian? Yeah, sun-dried Finca David Vilca, I did remember. So, of course, from Hasbin. So thanks again to Hasbin for allowing Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to experiment yet with another coffee-related item and beverage. I can't stop sipping this. I wonder if this is going to go to my head. Well, signing out for now. I'm going to definitely finish drinking this. Ah, it's just beautiful.